tell you a story.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
I come home on Friday. I had to tell the landlady I done lost my job.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Friday Eve. It's St. Patty's Day. Sort of amateur night in bars. I know some of you will be going out there and drinking a little too much. Let the green beer flow. That's what I say. Now, I understand, Evan, you're drinking the first official Guinness of your life right now.
It's sitting here. In the production booth.
Have you cracked it yet?
No. Well.
You. Oh, there it goes. A can. Now, you've got to pour it in a mug. We probably have a dirty mug in the back.
Okay, I'll find one.
You'll have to wait till a commercial break and pour it in a mug. Guinness, that's the thick stuff. Now, I'm drinking some other beverage. I've got, you know, my green diet Mountain Dew. So, you know, it is green. It's not exactly Irish. It's not day drinking. I did get a little text missive. I'd like to share it with you in the audience, Evan. Here's how I want to celebrate St. Patty's Day, by sending money to Donald Trump. The text. Oh, I guess this is an email. He says text. Save. Like, save America. You know, if you want to receive text, you got to send it to his number. I'm not sharing that. I'm not here to promote it so much as mock it. You know, it's St. Patty's Day, so he's using the green font. Oh, that makes it special, Trump. And they still call him President Trump, mostly himself. You know, like Jimmy likes to call Jimmy. Trump likes to call himself President Trump. Like a real big boy. President Trump St. Patrick's Day discount. Trump election year donor cards. Oh, man, they're discounted today only. It says offer expires at 11:59 p.m. tonight. I better move fast.
Man.
You know, they do have my name. I forget how they got my name. First name not capitalized, last name is capitalized. At least they capitalized Crudy. Are you going to accept President Trump's offer to become an official election year donor? And they asked me that in green font. You've always been one of the president's most loyal supporters. Don't I know it? And we hope we can count on you to step up. Oh, I'm stepping up each and every day. President Trump really wants you on his team, and now in all green font. Trump election year donor card holder. They really want me in the fold as a donor. So in honor of today, all caps, why all caps there? Being St. Patrick's Day, and that was just sort of some weird font. You can now activate your membership and get your very own personalized, all capped, membership card for only. It used to be $45. That's the red price. Now there's a line through it. Now it's only $35. What a deal. For a piece of plastic? Oh, man, that's swell. The offer is available until 11:59 tonight. After that, the membership cost will go back up. Oh, that's a shame. I'd hate to miss the deadline. President Trump's St. Patrick's Day sale. You know, they created like sort of a greenish graphic. You know, it's a sale on giving. Give me just a little bit less today than I'm going to ask you for tomorrow. And then all the contribute buttons, and they're asking for various amounts from $35 all the way up to $250, or the contribute any amount. Today only, they're green. They're green because it's St. Patty's Day. I don't think I will be contributing President Trump. I'm saving my money for boozing. Maybe not tonight, not in the same way that some of you will, but you know, tomorrow's a Badger game. And I'm taking the day off. So if I'm doing any day drinking, I might start a little early tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, clean up some messes off my desk and off to the bar. Like many of you are going soon. 844-967-2789. Hell, many of them are there now. Got a few more stories that I'd like to share with you. And you can air some Friday grievances here. Where is my Facebook page? It's gone. Oh, there it is. Let's find it. Let's get it back, because that's where I hide my stories from myself. Talking about the day drinking, perhaps that's the problem. Over the last 51 years of my life, I've made a few youthful indiscretions. Many, many youthful indiscretions. One of them, though, is probably not frequent heavy alcohol use. Occasional, but not frequent. But heavy alcohol use has been linked to 232 million missed work days each year. And that's just Devil Radio.
Yeah, got him.
You know, the team's all going to miss tomorrow. Dom's off, Fancy's off. I'll be off-ish, off-ish, off-drinking-ish. A little bit of a boozy story in honor of the fact that many of you will be drunk later. Drunks. And I'm talking about functioning alcoholics. You know, Crudy's vernacular. Survey says about 9%, about 11 million full-time workers meet the diagnostic standards for what they describe as alcohol use disorder. You're doing it wrong. Investigators noted reasons for missing work range from illness to injury, you know, from drinking too much to simply skipping. Apparently, you know, the same sort of guy that drinks too much on a work night is the same sort of guy that, you know, calls the boss and says, got to go to Detroit tomorrow. Got to pick up a new car. I think that was Dom's excuse. Although his car is getting pretty jalopied. So maybe that's true. Those surveyed who were classified with alcohol use issues accounted for about 14% of all missed work days. You know, in sales, I used to be in sales. Evan, they talked about the 20% produced about 80% of all the sales.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the hardworking people, and it was usually, you know, just a few of us. We had the luck of the Irish or just something. We said the words in the right fashion, and people were more likely to do business with us. And sales was not a hardworking profession. I've never exactly been a ditch digger by trade. You know, now I'm working even less hard on the radio each day talking to you fine folks. But if you are missing that many days, I mean, that's going to be a problem, right? Well, you know what this study is hoping for? That the employer, you know, the boss, is going to see this as a point of reach out. Like, hey, Evan, you've been drinking on the job. You know, I think it's time to get you into some sort of a, you know, a sober up clinic. Rehab, if you will. But you can't miss work tomorrow because we need you. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. The show must go on, and it will.
What's this, sir? Drinking.